The story goes that Hugh Latimer once preached before King Henry VIII, and Henry was greatly displeased by the boldness in the sermon and ordered Latimer to preach again on the following Sunday and apologize for the offense he had given. So the next Sunday comes, and after reading his text, Latimer began his sermon saying this, "Hugh Latimer, dost thou know before whom thou art this day to speak? To the high and mighty monarch, the king's most excellent majesty, who can take away thy life if thou offendest. Therefore, take heed that thou speakest not a word that may displease. But then consider well, Hugh, dost thou not know from whence thou comest, upon whose message thou art sent, even by the great and mighty God, who is all present and who beholdeth all thy ways and who is able to cast thy soul into hell? Therefore, take care that thou deliverest thy message faithfully." Latimer then preached the same sermon he had preached the preceding Sunday and with considerably more energy. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. In John chapter 1, verse 22, it says, "They said to him, 'Who are you?' We need to give an answer to those who sent us. And John the Baptist said, 'I am the voice of one crying out in the wilderness, make straight the way of the Lord,' as the prophet Isaiah said." So not only have we seen that this faithful witness is confrontational and that it needs to be consistent, but we see right here that the messenger has to be courageous. John the Baptist says that he's not the Christ, not Elijah, not the prophet. Rather, he's only a voice. But it's a voice with a bold message, and John did not back down from that message. He said that he was a voice crying out, "Make straight the way of the Lord." Now, to us, that may not seem like a very courageous message, but listen to what it means. This is a quote from Isaiah chapter 40, verse 3, where a messenger stands above the people and declares that the Lord is coming to bring salvation. And anytime a king would travel from one place to another, a messenger would go before him and clear a path, removing any boulders, leveling hills, filling in valleys in order to assure a smooth and welcoming and efficient pathway to his destination. So when applied to people, and John the Baptist says this, it means prepare your hearts. It's a message of the need for repentance. John constantly told people to bear fruit in keeping with repentance. John's baptism was a baptism of repentance. Make straight the way of the Lord. Are you ready to see the glory of the Lord? Is your heart ready? Have you cleared away any and every obstacle? That was John's message to the people. But it was also John's message to the religious leaders. You, religious leaders, you need to prepare and repent. Your lineage will not save you. Your position in the community will not save you. And when the religious leaders continued to question John and his authority, John kept courageously pointing them to Jesus. They asked him, "Why are you baptizing? What authority do you have if you're not Christ, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? Who do you think you are, John?" And John very quickly told them who he thought he was. He said, "I'm just baptizing in water. I'm getting people ready for the coming of the Messiah. But you shouldn't be all that concerned with me, because there's one among you who is the Almighty. I'm not even unworthy to untie his sandals." Wow, what a statement. We don't get the full force of that statement. In those days, leaders had servants, and those servants were asked to do all sorts of jobs. But there was one job that was considered the lowest. Jewish teachers were forbidden to demand this task from their students, and that was the task of unloosing the sandals from the teacher's feet. And John the Baptist says, "It's not that I'm too good and the task too lowly, but I'm not good enough and the task is too grand." And all along, John is courageously pointing these guys to Jesus. When you pray today, please remember Charles and Mona Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Song Hey Life Word broadcast that's heard in Burkina Faso, Guinea, Mali, and Mauritania.